hard to see when I'm seeing you. I want you to know how I know that I need you.
We're back on the podcast, and I have a kind-hearted gentleman on the airwaves with me today. He's a personal freedom coach helping people to get free from the inside and out, Ethan Ellis. Ethan, welcome onto the podcast, man.
Thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes.
Dude, how's really stuff, dude. Really.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Dude, I told you. I was like, this is going to be a magical episode. I told you right before.
Yeah, I told you right back, man, that it is going to be magical.
Let's go. Yeah, man. How's things in Canada right now? How are you doing up there?
I'm doing well, man. Things in Canada are beautiful, dude. I live on like Vancouver Island, for those who don't know. Obviously, you guys probably won't know. And it's just super down earth, man. It's like really rooted in nature. Nature's incredible. Things in Canada itself politically are kind of like crazy and up in the air, man. But I like to keep a tight kind of ship where I am. So like just super down earth, rooted in nature, man. Some of the best nature. Like it was just even a couple weeks ago that I took my son to go see. There's a tree, it's called the Lonely Dog. It's, I think, 1,200 years old. And it's just this massive tree, man, that's just sitting in the middle of nowhere. It's like a clear cut, And then there's one massive tree. And it's just like, to experience that, to feel that, to be there, it's just incredible, dude. It's incredible.
You get that hug in with that tree?
Oh, dude, for days, yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
The most zen like thing to do is what you do. I see all your clips and stuff and your content. It's beautiful, man.
Cool, brother. Yeah.
So cool.
It's I'm glad to hear. Like I'm glad to be here with you and that you also see that as well. Cause I think that's gonna make us like it's just gonna make this conversation make where we go just be more incredible, man. Cause you relate, you know, you understand what that is. You understand that connection, that vibe, that
right.
That feeling that comes. So
exactly. The energy's aligned. Yeah. And the spirituality of things, and you're a free spirited guy like me, you're in touch with your emotions and there's all sorts of things that we align on. So dude, thank you for taking time today. I'm so stoked to have you on. The first thing I want to get into right now is your story. What got you into helping people, man? Like you could take it anywhere you want to go with this. I just want to know and have you share with the listeners right now.
Sweet. Well, first, there's a part of me that wants to just take a moment to acknowledge the listeners listening. I just want to invite us all to take a deep breath and just breathe into our bellies, if that's cool with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just take a big deep breath in. Just okay. Fill up as much as you possibly can. And then let it go. Yeah, it's always so beautiful just to start that way.
Love it
too.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. So what got me into helping people? Probably that, like, well, it first began like kind of my own journey, man. Like really, I got to the point where it's like, I began to like see how much I needed help and I began to seek help and show up for myself in that way. So like to get real into it of like, when I was 23, like how this all began for me, I was 23 years old and I was in a meditation. I was meditating for an hour and a half, and it was a little bit longer, like one of the longer durations. And I remember becoming aware of like an hour and a half, like about an hour and 15 minutes into it, I had this awareness, like this memory drop of like my sexual abuse that I experienced as a kid. And it was like I've never experienced anything like that before. And for as long as I could remember, it was like, it was blocked out. Like I didn't know of anything. Like I wasn't even aware of like what the past was. Like I thought I was like good. And I had this like memory, this moment drop, and it just flooded my body. And I was just like, holy sh! Like, what is this? And I started crying and I started grieving. I was like, oh my gosh, when did this happen? Why did this happen? I began to see like the memories and like just all the sensations, the emotions. And it kind of began to open this door of like, okay, this is all the shit that you have been through in your life. And it really opened that up for me of like, because I've experienced like a decent amount of trauma in different ways, sexual abuse, bullying, like all sorts of different stuff. My mom not really like being incapacitated on pills for most of my childhood, not really being present. And so like I began to become aware of like all this stuff that I was carrying. And then my life was beginning to make sense. It was like, I was I was hardened by life. I was super negative, super down. I was actually known for having a scowl on my face. Like there was a time when I was walking with my friend when I was 23 years old, and he like had to hit me on the side. Like he hit me because it's like, dude, you're scowling at a 5-year-old. And it was just like, it was just crazy, like how I got to where I got to, but then it began to make sense. So then by me making sense of all of the things that I had to been like went through that shaped me into who I was today and how I was the way that I was, I began to look at those things and peel back all of those layers and begin to realize like how every single moment that I've ever been through in my life has shaped and molded me to see the world in a particular way. And so then I began to like, okay, well, who was I before I began to see the world in that particular way? And I began to dive into that. And that's what led me to experience a bunch of different experiences, hire a bunch of different coaches and mentors and therapists. And I began to experience these feelings of just complete and fucking utter freedom in a sense of just like, wow, like just freedom from all of the stuff that I felt like I was carrying and all the baggage that I was holding. Of like, I began to feel kind of like the depression go away. I began to feel more energized, more clear, more excited. And my whole journey like led me up to this point where I am of like, now I get to be in the space, create content, run programs, run men's groups, work with people one-on-one to help share kind of what I've experienced and to help other people experience a similar thing. Because I think we're all carrying things, man. Like we're all carrying things. We're all acting in particular ways that are hurting or causing pain in our life or causing pain and suffering to those in our lives or those we love most. And a lot of the times we don't know what we don't know. And so, because like I didn't know what I didn't know. I had to work with the coaches, the therapists, the mentors, the healers, the shamans, do plant medicines, all this stuff in order to be like, oh shit, no way. Like even just last week, man, I became aware that like for the last 3 years of my life, I feel like I've been operating from this place within myself of being unlovable. And I've manifested, like I've created my life to be that way. My relationship status, the women that I chose to date, all were to prove this underlying belief in me that I'm unlovable. And it's like I'm always just learning and growing. So it's like, yeah, everything in my life, man, led me up to this point where I get to help and facilitate that space for other people.
That is so beautiful, man. I see the empowerment in you, bro. I love it, man. Look at you. That's what I'm talking about, man. To feel confident, secure, and empowered is a beautiful place to be in. And you have that right now, man. I love it. I love it. Dude, honestly, like I can relate with you with, dating and all that stuff, attracting the type of people that maybe not be emotionally available, that may be destructive, that may not fit your values and all the things that you believe in today. And I think it connects to our past experiences, man, quite honestly,
It's cool that you can see that because I think you're right. I think it does connect. Like, how do you think that it does connect to the past experiences? Like, how do you see that?
I think because of my upbringing. So, I mean, certain female figures and things of that and what I'm used to. And you know what? When you have an awakening and you have a moment of healing, then it kind of opens your eyes and lets you go further, right? Just like you were meditating, right? You went back to that moment, all the stuff you went through, right? Isn't it wild?
Yeah, there's a beautiful saying that I like to say, like awareness leads to choice, and then choice leads to change. So awareness like opens the door to like, oh, this is what made me who I am. This is what I experienced. This is how it shaped and molded me. This is how it impacted me. So I become aware of it. And now it's like, now because I'm aware of how I've been operating or how I've been acting, it's like I now can make a new choice. I don't have to continue to go down the choice of maybe choosing the unavailable woman or choosing to people please or feel that social anxiety or feel not good enough and act from that space or feel that fear. It's like I see a new possibility, a new door opens up of like, oh, I can walk through this one now, or I can walk through that one, I could walk through that one. And it's like then you just begin to make a different choice. You learn, you grow, you evolve. And that's the beautiful thing about that.
Being in control of your own happiness and your own thoughts, your own emotions, and everything to it within, right, man? Because I think people have different coping mechanisms. They have different patterns and different types of things that try to protect themselves without them even knowing, man, right?
Yes, brother. We all do, man. And what's wild is too, like, one thing I feel called to share is like, we all have them. Like we all have those things, you know, whether it's pornography, whether it's eating, whether it's masturbating, whether it is eating a gallon of ice cream when you're in bed, or like what, watching Netflix and binge watching Netflix, smoking weed every single day, or just watching that. Like there's so many different things, but like the cool thing is like everybody has them, you know, we all have that shit. And it's just like, there's something about that because, like, at times it's like, oh, well, I'm the only one who does this. You know, the shame kicks on. And it's like, oh, it's just me. Like, oh, I'm the only one who does this. I can't tell anybody. I got to close the door everywhere. It's like that only just causes more suffering. It's like, not something we all do. And that's a beautiful thing about that because, like, when we can recognize that it's something we all do, it's like there's a little bit of freedom and a little bit of like, oh, I'm not the only one who acts this way. You know, I'm not the only one who protects myself this way.
That's a part of the human experience is to have human connection, and that with being relatable, right? And looking at someone else and say, dude, I've gone through that, and I'm working through this, and we can come together as a team and do this, right, man? Because I think a lot of people can be in denial or unconscious of what they're going through and the certain patterns, like I said, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was, man. And to
Me
be honest,
too. Me too.
this day I still am. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know. No, you know, there's lots that I don't know.
It's a work in progress, is it?
Brother, yes.
As we talked about, we're evolving every day, right? It's
Yeah.
amazing.
That's why I like to say, like, the idea of like, because you, like everybody here is like we're all perfect, whole, and complete as we are.
Yes.
And unfinished. Like we're just unfinished. It's like a book that's always being written. It's like the book of your life. It's like every day, every week, every month. It's like you're just writing the next chapter and the next chapter and the next chapter. And it's going to be that way until we die. It's going to be that way until it's end, like till it ends. So we have no choice but to just close the book and move on to the next thing, whatever that thing is.
Totally, man. You know, it reminds me of this. I was thinking about this the other day. I saw a clip. Our own wounding is not us, right? So if we have a wound that's in front of us, it blocks us from who we truly are and what we see, the perception of ourselves, man. Truly. How have you helped people heal? How have you helped people? I know you're doing a men's group for some men and stuff. Like, from your own experiences, what you've done for yourself, how are you going to help those people?
Yeah, brother. So a lot of the programs that I run, it's a combination of like, it's a combination of giving people the tools and the understandings of like, because like if I give you a wrench, let's say I give you a wrench to go and take out a screw. You know, a screw in the wall or a screw that's somewhere. It's like, well, you can't use the wrench to get out the screw. Like if it's a Robinson, like there's no way you're gonna get it out. So a lot of what I do is A is like giving people tools that help them become more self-aware. And so, for example, one of the methods that I teach in Freedom 22, one of my programs, is approval, control, and security. So what that means is that all of us are seeking these three things. Like underneath every single thing that we want lies either approval or security. And then if we don't feel safe, if we don't get approval, I'll share some examples of what this can kind of look like. Then we lean on control, aka manipulation, in order to get those two. So let's say, for example, me wanting to get that dream body that I've always wanted. What's under that for me? Oh, wow. For me personally, when I was competing, when I was on the national team for Team Canada, when I was super jacked and I was like, okay, I can go there. It's like there was a part of me that wanted that because then I could look good. Then women would look at me, they'd be like, oh my gosh, you're so sexy. You're so hot. Like you're this. And I want to be with you. So I'd get attention and attraction and approval and validation. So that is why I was going after that. And it's interesting with safety of like, why do we look for these jobs? Like, why do we have jobs? We look for safety in relationships as well, in relational safety. Like, I need you in order to be okay. I need my partner in order to be okay. I need the job that I'm like, we do this everywhere. We do this with work. Like, why do we have security cameras on our homes? Why do we have guns in the closet? Safety is underneath that. We all want to feel safe. And then if we don't feel like we have those two, we lean on control in order to get them. So I'll control how I look. I'll control what I say. I'll control how I act and how I not act, like how I don't act. Like, why don't we have people go on the street, like just dancing like crazy or doing something weird? Well, it's approval. Like I control myself to not do that because if I was to do that, I'd feel unsafe, which would trigger something in me and all hell would break loose. And so we seek these three things underneath everything. But what's interesting is like those three things are all three things that you give yourself. Like you in this moment, we in this moment are safe. Like we have a roof over our head. Like we like to go to take it even as far as like there's a part of us that will never be born and never die. That's the spirituality part, that there's a part of us that was never born and will never die. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed, only transformed from thing to thing. And physics and science proves that. So this thing that is like giving energy to this body, like this, what is energizing this, that energy is only going to be transformed, so it doesn't actually die. So there's a part of us that is safe always.
I love that, dude. You're so right. That's what we are. We're energy, man.
Yes.
And that's what they say is that, it's eternal. It's eternal, man, with everything, right? You agree?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the same, man. The energy that makes the trees move and the trees grow is the same thing that makes us grow. Of like the processes that are happening that we're not even aware of, like my digestion. I don't have to think about digesting my food. It just happens. I don't have to think about breathing. It just happens. I don't have to think about the blood pumping and running through my heart every single time. It just happens. Yeah, it just happens. And it's like whatever is making that happen is everything. It's all of us. It's the part of all of us. And it's beautiful, man.
Truly special. That is
Yeah,
so cool. Someone outside saying hi to you.
course.
What's up, man? Dude, honestly, I want to talk about there was a video you had about purpose being already within us
Sweet.
instead of seeking it outside of us. I'd love for you to dive into that for the listeners. I really enjoyed seeing that.
Yeah, cool, man. It's a good piece, and it goes against most of like what we see today. Because most of what we see on social media is like your purpose is out there and it's to get. Like you have to go find your purpose, or you have to acquire your purpose, or you have to seek your purpose, or you have to know your purpose, or you have to sign up for my course to get your purpose. Like there's so much marketing out there with how you need to know your purpose. But what's interesting is like purpose is just a human construct. Like we have just created, like it's something that we have created. It's not necessarily, because it's like when you look at a flower, does a flower have purpose? Does a tree have purpose? Does a plant have purpose? Does a water bottle have purpose? Does a pen, like, do all these things have just purpose in their own? And so oftentimes we've been conditioned that like purpose is out there to get, but it's actually just in here. It's inside of everything. It's inside of you. It's just like for me personally, man, I sat for years struggling with that question in meditation of like, what's my purpose, man? I had probably 10 different journals. Like all purpose statements, like written out, man. Like I was nuts, dude. People thought I was legit crazy. Like they thought I was legit crazy because I was just like, I gotta know, I gotta know. But nothing seemed to ever like be good enough for me. And it was just because of like that belief of like nothing ever seemed to be good enough because I still didn't think I was good enough. So there's a part of me that wanted a purpose just so that I could be okay. And it was like, oh, interesting. I needed something to be okay. But why can't I just be okay just here?
I fucking love that. Dude, because that's how society is. They teach you how to chase things, money, cars, homes, woman, whatever it is, right? That future version of you. Why can't we just be ourselves right now, bro? Why can't we just
Yes.
stay present right now? Now, I'm all for healing. I'm all for doing all these things we talk about and whatnot, evolving as we are every day. But why can't we just be perfect just the way we are today?
Yes.
And why
Yes.
can't we be light for who we are and within us? You know what I mean? Like you said, like fuck looking for approval, fuck having to earn love. We're all lovable. We're more than enough. I grew up fucking having to deal with that my whole life. Not
Yes.
anymore. We deserve to be treated with unconditional love, with respect, to be taken serious. People
Yes.
who uplift you don't compare themselves to you. People who
Yes.
don't bully. People that
Yes.
love,
Yes.
love.
Yes.
It's all
Yeah.
about love.
Yo, it's
Come
the mic,
on. Let's
yo. That's it.
go.
Yes.
You know
Let's
what I
go.
mean? I know you relate on that. You connect
Because
with that.
that's it, man. And the crazy thing too is like from my own experience of like, man, I used to hate myself. I used to fucking hate myself. And what was interesting is like when I hated myself, I surrounded with people who I also didn't like too, who are also negative and cynical and down and judgmental in comparison. They were drinking, smoking, just treating people like shit, just doing all these things. And it was just like they were just a reflection of me. Like that's all that it was. It was just a mere reflection of how I viewed myself and how I treated myself. And the beautiful thing about that is like as we begin to treat ourselves with love, as we begin to tend to our own garden, as we begin to love ourselves and begin to build a relationship with ourselves, as we begin to build or like treat ourselves as though we're someone we actually love. Like, how do we treat a grandmother? How do we treat her mom? Like, how do we treat those people? Can we begin to treat ourselves like that? And it's cool because, like, as we do that, those things just naturally fall away. Like the people that were cynical and negative or comparing themselves to you or like trying to tear you down, they just begin to fall away because you no longer resonate. You no longer like vibe with it. There's dissonance there. And so you just naturally just begin to grow. And that's fucking hard because there's times in which like everything falls away and you're all by yourself. And you're like, how did I get here? This sucks. But it's just like, man, it's where it's like, if we only knew what was coming down the pipeline. Like Corey, like if you like if we all like if I knew what was to happen a year from now, like how would I like if I knew that my life would be just the way that I've wanted it to be like a year from now, how would I act in this moment? You know, like how like if that was guaranteed, if I was guaranteed, if I really want this beautiful wife and this beautiful home with more children, if I really wanted that, and I knew that it was a guaranteed from a year from now, like how would I act now? How would I show up now? How would I be now? And it's like, as we do that, man, as we treat ourselves with love, as we show up for ourselves, yeah, man, those things just people just fall away, dude. It's just like we just have more respect for ourselves and everyone in, like around us in our environment, everyone that's there. It's incredible.
Yeah, treating people the way we want to be treated, right? Every day. Dude, like, I love what you just said, embracing the unknown and loving the unknown, living in the present. I got faith over fear tatted on my side, 'cause that kind of connects to what you just said, right?
Wow.
Just
Faith over.
having faith, having faith.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Knowing we're going to be okay, you know? Another topic I wanted to bring up was feeling safe within our own bodies. So depending on ourselves to feel safe within instead of depending on someone else outside of us. And this is what I've learned for myself is to always lean on me to do that, right? So I wanted to see your thoughts on all that.
Yeah, can I hear a little bit more of your perspective on like how you create that for yourself just before I answer that?
Yeah, so like if I ever like for instance like if there's ever a fight or flight moment, if there's any fear that kicks in or any of that, you know, regulating my self-regulation. So whether it's breath work, whether it's meditating, whether it's crying, it could be anything, right? To self-soothe. You know what I mean? What are some things that you do for yourself to depend on you to feel safe within first before co-regulating with anyone else?
Yeah, brother, that's beautiful, man. First of all, it's beautiful that you do that and you experience that for yourself and you set yourself up in that way, man. That's magic, dude. And I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, you do that. What do I do for myself, man? Meditation, breath work, breathing, walking, just going slow in nature, just really just chilling and relaxing. And then this ties into like the point, man, that I made of like we all seek approval, control, and safety, like that tool that I shared. Of like we seek it outside of ourselves, like we seek it outside of ourselves, like it's out there and I have to get, but that's yeah, it's not true, man. It's here, it's now. It's like I have always been safe, even when I'm not feeling safe, like even when my body is having this response. It's just learning to teach, like it's learning to be okay, like it's okay to feel this, it's okay to be here. And oftentimes too, it's like we have to look at like what I've been done in the work of is like building the somatic body to hold it, like to hold, to like to be okay, to actually like man, I've danced in malls, I've laid in malls, I have held signs in public, like I've done so much different like in public things simply to push that, to begin to feel safe no matter where I go. How can I create the environment? Like I used to meditate on the sidewalk in the bus stops in like busy sidewalks where there's like hundreds of people walking. I would just plop myself in the middle. I just sit down and meditate. And it's just learning and teaching my body. So like part of how I do it and how I did it was beginning to put myself in uncomfortable situations and then asking myself, okay, how can I breathe through this? How can I meditate through this? How can I just breathe in and breathe out? And also at the same time, remind myself that I'm safe. It's kind of like we have to soothe ourselves, man. It's almost like treating yourself as though you're a little kid of like, if I feel triggered, if I'm in a fight or flight response, or if someone comes at me and makes a comment or does something, it's like, okay, I have to have like the awareness to like, to almost like imagine myself as a kid. And then how would I treat that kid? How would I talk to that kid? How would I hold that kid? Would I tell that kid, like, you gotta just get over it. Let's like just move through this, or it's not okay. No, I'd be like, like it's okay to feel triggered. It's okay to feel unsafe. It's okay to feel how you're feeling. Like feel that. And I got you. Like I'm here with you. I'm gonna hold you. I'm gonna hug you. And so it's like learning how to just tend to ourselves, man. Learning how to treat ourselves like someone we love, and learning how to hold space for ourselves are all ways that I personally do that. And it's like, it's interesting too, because like if we're talking about safety, we also have to look at like why don't we feel safe? Like where did that come from? How do we come to not feel safe? So this person that's triggering me, or this event, because life happens, we will get triggered. This event occurs that's going to trigger me to feel unsafe. But what is like this event is just it's just the spark for the whole lighter fluid that is below, you know? Like it's just the spark of like what's already been there. So like my partner triggering or saying something to me, like let's say my partner like kind of shirks me off. Wow, that reminds me of all of the times my mom did that to me. Or all the times I did that in the previous relationship where that woman cheated on me, or my ex cheated on me a bunch of times, it bringing up all of that. So it's looking at, okay, well, this moment where I'm feeling unsafe isn't just because of this moment. It's actually bringing up all of this baggage for me to look at and then be like, oh, wow, and then sort through. And as you sort through that baggage, as you still sort through on your baggage, you just begin to naturally begin to feel safe everywhere in your environment.
So beautiful, dude. The way you describe that. You know what it is? It's untangling it. Untangling it and separating it from the past, whoever there is in the present. That's what I've worked on so hard. I worked so hard on that, man. And then you kind of see things more clearly, like, oh fuck, it wasn't them. It was that. It was that and that and that and that. You know what I mean?
Like that person who cuts you off that makes you feel fucking angry. It's like that person again is just like they're just the spark for the lighter fluids below, because in that moment you felt helpless, you felt powerless, which reminds you of all of the other times in which you felt that throughout your childhood. Like, man, there's times that I would walk around just angry at everything. Like something would happen, the littlest thing would happen, I just get so angry about it. But little did I like I would blame that situation for making me angry. But little did I know that the anger that I was experiencing and feeling, it was from the way that my dad treated me. It was from the experiences that I experienced in childhood. It was from everything that I've been carrying and holding on. It's like we go through life, man, with this backpack on. And it's like I'm just walking down the street. Like every experience I experience, I put something in the backpack. We put good things in the backpack, we put bad things in the backpack. And every time I'm triggered in this moment, it's like everything in the backpack just comes up. And it's just like, holy smokes. So it's beautiful to hear that you've untangled it, because I view that as like, well, you've taken off the backpack, you've taken a look inside, you're like, oh wow, this moment when I was 2 years old and my mom looked at me, or maybe when I was 5 years old and my mom looked at me and she said, or she laughed at me, or she made a joke and I felt like I wasn't good enough. Oh wow, that's coming up. Okay, I'm gonna discard that because that's not true, you know? And it's like you've untangled it. So that's beautiful, brother. It's beautiful.
Dude, amazing. Amazing. I wanted to bring something up because we talked about this before. We talked about your son. And I was like, man, like I can't wait to have kids because then I can heal the inner child in me even more. Like I could be there and give him everything that I've always wanted. Right? Man, how cool is it to be there for your son? You said something pretty powerful to me about how he's kept you going. Love to hear more about that.
He's the reason why I'm here, man. Like he is the reason why I'm here. Of part of what also woke me up is like I went from an identity crisis, like I had an identity crisis of like being a national team athlete, to like I was right about to move to Spain to pursue sports full time. And then I broke up with my girlfriend at the time, 3 weeks prior, was about to leave a week later. She calls me. She's like, hey, we got to go for a drive. And I'm like, what? It's like I'm not getting back together with you. Like I'm leaving for Spain. I have the accommodations, everything booked. And she's like, I'm like, so we go for the drive, and she's like, I'm pregnant. I'm like what? And I knew in that moment, man, because like I made a declaration because my dad wasn't very present in my life emotionally. And when I was like 15, man, I remember being on the bus and just thinking like this is fuck crazy. I can recall it. I'm like sitting on this bus, and I'm just like, when I get to be a father, like I'm gonna be the best father I could ever be. And it's like that journey, man, of having my son has just been like this journey and this evolution of like going back to me. It's like as I take care of my son, I'm tending to myself. Like, that's really what it is. I'm tending and taking care of myself. I'm repatterning, reconditioning myself, re-showing myself love every moment, like every step, like the whole way. It's just like I'm just tending to myself, man. So it's been the game changer, dude. It's the reason why I'm here. It's the reason why I do what I do. It's the reason why I've gone through the healing that I've gone through. I don't think I wouldn't be here if that didn't happen. And what's crazy is like I had the plans, man. I had the plans to go to like to do like I saw my life going that way. And the God universe source is just like, no, it's going this way. And I'm just like, holy shiznit. But little did I know like how much I needed that. Like there's a really good book, it's called Becoming the Kind Father. And it just talks about how the whole journey is like reparenting that little you, like reparenting, retaking care of that little you, going back and beginning to tend and take care of the inner child within and just healing that part of you. So like my son has just been the physical manifestation of that for me. It's like my son is the physical, like the walking embodiment of the little me. And however I treat him and the love that I show him, it's like as I love him and as I hold him, as I hold him when he cries or when he falls down or when he makes a mistake. It's crazy because like I'm holding myself in that way too. And it's just like it's such a beautiful, beautiful experience, man. Beautiful. I'm excited for you to I'm excited for you to have kids, dude.
Yeah,
Like
man. What an
you're gonna
experience for you. Yeah, thank you so much. What an experience for you and your son. He's got a great dad. And you know what, dude? Like you said, like being there emotionally for your child, for your kid, like that's one thing I think I truly believe that like as a parent, like our kids' emotional needs, your kids' emotional needs, everyone's kids' emotional needs is number one, right? And to show emotion to your son too is incredible. I'm sure you do that well.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. There was one night, man, 2 weeks ago when I was like having a moment, you know, and I was sitting in the mirror, like, because I was sitting in the mirror, just like crying. And he looks at me, he's like, Dad, why are you crying? You know? I was like, oh, buddy, like it's okay to cry sometimes, you know? And it's crazy to see like that implementation already of like him kind of like being 6 years old now, but already thinking that crying is a bad thing. Like he's come to see that as something that like that's not like it's not okay. And it's just like to be able to show him that, to be able to embody that, hey, dude, like it's okay to cry sometimes. Like, I don't have it all together. I'm never gonna have it all together. Nobody has it all together. It's okay to share any form of emotion. It's okay to be angry. It's like, man, it breaks my heart seeing some of the kids. Like, I grew up, man, being learned, like learning that anger is bad, like not to show my anger. Like, I learned that that wasn't okay. And it's beautiful to see and experience like the opposite with my son. It's like when he's angry, man, I just let him be angry. It's like, yeah, buddy, it's okay to be angry. I'd be angry if I was you too, you know? And he's just throwing a tantrum, throwing a fit. And the craziest thing too is like, man, he says words like he'll say, I hate you. Like he says that because he's watched shows. I can't control what he's exposed to. He hangs out with friends. And it's like, for me, it's like I look at those words and I'm like, ah, buddy, you're feeling frustrated. You know, it's like I know that those words, it's not about the words, it's about the feeling that he's feeling that's causing him to say that. Because all the kids are wanting, like, man, my son is saying that because he wants me to feel how he's feeling. So he is saying, I hate you because that's his way of trying to make me feel that way too. But it's like, oh, I don't have, if I can see through that, if I can take care of enough of my shit that I can see through that, then I can be like, oh, buddy, it's okay to feel how you feel and feel it's okay. I'd feel that way too. And I can hold him in that so he can just move through that energy and just let it flow, man. Because emotions are just meant to be felt, man. They're just meant to be felt and then they'll go.
Exactly. Dude, that's so cool how you see that. 'Cause that's it. That's it right there. It's healthy. It's like it's self-expression. It's expressing those feelings and knowing that they're temporary, like you said. Everything we feel and what we think is temporary. And we have the control over it, man. Right. Your
Yes.
son's got a head start, I'll tell you that.
Thank you, brother.
He's
Yeah.
got a head start.
I think so, man. And I don't know, you know, at the same time, like at the same time, we all like every parent, I make mistakes, man. I've hurt him in so many ways already, you know? And everybody's got their own things to unpeel. But yeah, he's definitely in tune, man. He's in tune with his emotions, dude. Like he'll tell you how he feels. He'll tell you straight up that I feel angry or I feel this. He was doing that at 3 years old, man, when he's first learning to speak. He could tell you that he's confused or that he's angry, that he's anxious, or that he's sad. It's like he was able to label those right away. And it's super cool to see. And at the same time, I'm not perfect. You know, I make mistakes too, and we all do, you know? like we said at the beginning, man, it's like learning, evolving, and growing. That's all that we can do.
Exactly, not repeating. It's simple as this. Like honestly, man, like for your kid, like he knows that if he ever feels jealous, angry, insecure, that it's okay. I didn't really understand that growing up, man. That wasn't expressed. So it's knowing that it's okay to move through it, like you said. Fucking flow with it. It's gonna go away at some point, but feel into it. And dude, like it's incredible that how in tune you are with your son. Because that's something I want to be able to do with my own children is be in tune with their feelings and emotions and their energy too. And you do a great job with that, man.
Yes, brother. Well, it's beautiful that you say that because, man, it always begins with the self. Like the only reason I've been able to cultivate that with my son is because I took the months, done the heal. Like I'm not done the healing; it's a forever journey. But I've done a lot of work, man. I've been in the meditations, been in the cold showers, been in the different groups doing the breath work, the holotropic breathing, the plant medicines, just exposing myself to different ways of thinking, reading the books, all of the stuff that allowed me just to see differently. And because I've been able to do that and treat myself like someone I love, like literally get to the place where I fucking love myself no matter what, man. It doesn't matter what I have. I love myself at the brokest, dude. Like there was a point in time, man, in my life and in my experience where like I was broke as completely. Like my son was eating organic meals, man, and I was eating canned food. Like that's the level. Like I gave him those meals. But at that time, I still thought that I had everything. I still felt rich. You know, I still, because like, yeah, we seek the money, we seek the cars, we seek that stuff, but it's all in here. It's all here. And it's just seeing that, man, and being able to cultivate on that, like cultivate that is what allows me to cultivate that for my son. Because oftentimes we like, or at least I used to do this, man. I used to try to like want to change my parents. I used to want to try to change my partners. I wanted to change everybody. But it's like, nah, it always comes back to the self, man. It comes back to changing yourself.
That's so beautiful. I'm right there with you. I don't have to have shit, but I'll tell you what, I'll take the love any day within me. And that's it, dude. Everything's already within you. It's
Yes,
already
brother.
within me. It's already within the listener right now, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's go.
Especially in the listener right now. It's like everything we've ever needed is here, you know? And then everything else is just the cherry on top, man. You know, like me telling you, Cor, that you're like a deadly man, or the listener that like they're amazing and beautiful and perfect and whole in this moment, that nothing actually needs to change about them. That's just the cherry. It's just the cherry for what's within, you know? It's just the cherry on top. That is the truth, man. Fuck.
It's a great reminder, man. It's
Yeah.
beautiful. Hey, on the way towards the end of this episode now, I want you to bring up your men's group again. Tell me what it's called and how can people find out about it and to get into it if they want to go try it out.
Yeah, sweet. It is called Awakening. Just to give a little preamble of what it is, it's kind of like the start of a journey. It's the start of your journey and beginning to kind of like wake up, beginning to build awareness, beginning to understand the things that you have experienced and how they've shaped you. It's beginning to be in an environment with other men, talking about what's really going on in life and what's happening for you, and experiencing things and also learning different concepts and being held accountable to things and giving up things. So it's this beautiful 10-week journey, man. And you can check us out on allonemen.com, allonemen.com, Awakening. And the program's there, the information's there, 10 weeks long. And it's a beautiful journey, man.
It'd be a brilliant thing to do to join that. So I say that out to all my listeners right now, man.
Let's go.
Dude, honestly, like I love how relatable you are, how loving you are, and your energy is so beautiful. Like who you are, like I align with so well. And someone, another man who can express how he feels is just amazing. And I truly appreciate you, man. Honestly, I
Thank you,
do.
brother. Thank you. I appreciate you as well. Well, as well, man. Same thing of like a man who is out there in creating what you're creating, sharing what you're sharing the message in which you're sharing, and also being vulnerable, being open, like being you, man. You are beautiful. You are expressive. Like you're authentic to you, and it's beautiful watching you in that and watching you grow and being here and just being able to connect with you, man. And for your audience and for your listeners as well, like what a blessing that you guys get to interact and you have this space for them, man. It's just incredible. So thank you for being you too, man.
Thank
I've
you.
Connecting with you, it's been incredible.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. Honestly, it's a platform to show these people that they can just be themselves and that's enough. It's
Yes.
enough. They don't have to earn anything. They don't have to they don't have to seek anything outside of them too, but they can just be themselves. It's a hard thing for a lot of people to do these days because of like you said, criticism, judgment, all the things that maybe we've gone through. This is a safe place, a safe space, a safe container for you and I, but for other people to come and listen to as well. So thank you, bro.
Yeah, thank you for doing that work, man. It's needed. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. So get down to Cali soon. Come have a
Yeah.
little fun. You know,
Yeah,
I love Canada too. I love it up there. So I'll try to get up there soon. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I do plan on being Cali probably within the next year. So I'd love to connect with you down there. That'd be awesome, man. Or if
Yeah.
you're up here, dude, it'd be sweet. Yeah,
For sure.
host.
I'll,
Yeah,
yes.
see how to teach you, man. Take you to see some big ass trees, dude. Let's go.
Eddie, hey, everything nature, we got it down here. I would love to do that, so we'll stay in touch. But brother, this is probably one of my favorite episodes. Thank you for being you, okay?
Yeah, brother.
Thank you for
Sounds
jumping
good.
on.
Yeah, man, anytime, dude. And thank you for the listeners for listening.
Absolutely.
When your eyes meet with mine, I feel all right. I feel right, low and high. We can make it in our own sweet time. You and I, floating weightless. I feel love. Floodplain out to the delta where the river's clear, where the river